p.m. Pacific.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm especially excited about today's show because it actually coincides with a theory that I've had for a very, very long time that I've talked about on the show and that I've promoted and used in my own personal life. And finally, someone had the common sense to do a study and elucidate some very, very valuable information. The information we're going to talk about today is good for weekend warriors, people who want to lose weight, but also those of you who listen to my show that are competitive athletes that have to make weight, or even in the most extreme cases, if you're a professional or competitive bodybuilder, you know, that those 16-week grueling dieting, getting down to, you know, single-digit body fat, you know, quite often there are so many different methods out there. And I have talked about one that I believed could work on previous shows, and we're going to be discussing something that I believe will elucidate some real potential. You know, I've talked about the importance of fasting. We've done shows about how every other day fasting conserves muscle while utilizing fat and increasing insulin sensitivity and markers for longevity in rats. We've also had Dr. Stu Phillips on the show back in February of this year from McMaster's University, who did a definitive study that proves that training while fasted is not catabolic. In fact, the body becomes more efficient at recycling amino acids and maintaining protein synthesis equivalent to that of the breakdown. So the net is there's no muscle loss when you train during fasting. But the one missing piece to my personal theory was, does training while fasted create a substrate shift that utilizes fat to a greater degree? And my guest today is Dr. Michael McCarty, and he is with the Oasis of Health Hospital and Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. He joins us today from Tijuana, Mexico. Welcome to the show, Dr.
Thank
McCarty.
Thank you, Carl. It's Mark McCarty, and it's Oasis of Hope.
I'm sorry. Okay, wait. What did I say? Let me back up. I said Michael. I apologize.
Most people think I'm Michael McCartney, but I'm actually Mark McCartney.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? I wrote it down. I can't read my own handwriting, frankly. I should have been a physician, actually.
On the paper, it just said M.F. McCarty.
Yes.
So you didn't much clue there.
And M.F. is we don't use that acronym here too often anyway. But anyway, okay, so it's Mark. I apologize for that. It's Oasis of Hope.
Correct.
Now, and this is a very progressive clinic in Tijuana from what I can tell from the research that I did about you guys there.
Yeah, it's primarily an integrative cancer care clinic. In fact, we don't coach exercising and we don't treat obesity. But my co-director, Dr. Abroso, and I have the experimental therapy program here. Have broad interests in health promotion, and when Jorge became aware of the fat loss program that I'd been practicing for about 12 years and that my friend Dr. Bajadori had improved on, He had the idea of us actually doing a study here, and we recruited members from our own staff, and they were our guinea pigs, and most of them made a reasonable effort to cooperate, and we were pretty pleased with the results.
Okay, so let's talk, first of all, explain the design of the study.
Okay, well, the study design resulted from an analysis of the potential that exercise has to promote leanness. Back actually in 1995, I published a little paper entitled Optimizing Exercise for Fat Loss, in which I discussed the ways in which exercise could be done to optimize its impact on stored body fat. And when you look at the literature on why it is that exercise is beneficial for weight control, I came up with the conclusion that it was primarily useful because it enabled to some degree selective fat loss during exercise, and also during the post-exercise session there could be some more selective burning of fat. If you perform exercise in a way that optimizes the selective fat burning, stored fat during and following the exercise, and then you follow up by eating low-fat meals, then the stored fat that you burned off during the exercise will not be added back by the meal. And if you work in this way rather consistently for some weeks and months, your body fat stores will gradually decline until you reach a new equilibrium. You can't lose fat indefinitely by this technique, because eventually your fat stores will get so low that it's harder to burn fat. But that was the basic idea.
Let's go back. I want to talk about something that's intrigued me, and I believe in strongly. I want to see if we're on the same page here.
Yeah,
you're talking about selective fat loss through exercise. What we're talking about at that point in time is the muscles being exercised tend to use the fat that is adjacent to them more readily as energy. Is that what we're talking about here?
No, we're actually talking about what the body's glycogen stores are like when you commence the exercise. Ideally, if you want to optimize your selective utilization of stored fat during exercise, you should be in fasting metabolism when you do the exercise.
Right.
In other words, your glycogen stores should be a bit depleted, and
sure,
therefore your body is more dependent on stored fat. Now, a lot of people will go and they'll have a nice hearty breakfast and they'll go to the gym. And what they'll do is they'll do an excellent job of burning the calories that they just ingested with their meal, which sort of misses the point, doesn't it?
Well,
if you're exercising to try and reduce your body fat stores, you want to tap those body fat stores.
Thank you.
And you know, in my my conversation with you just about an hour ago, you mentioned that you yourself adopted a policy whereby you would get up in the morning and go directly to the gym without eating and exercise.
Only exercise. But that was only when my primary goal was to burn, to rid myself of body fat without losing muscle. Now, there are periods of the year where my goal is to gain muscle exclusively, and in the face of putting on body fat some degree, it's not an issue for me. So those, when I'm in a bulking phase, when I exclusively want to stack the odds in the favor of putting on muscle at 51 years old, I will eat before I train, and generally eat an hour and a half before I train, because I want those calories to be burned to be from that meal, and not, I don't want the amino acid pool demand to be coming from my muscles, but instead
from
the food.
Sure, and that's why my old paper was entitled Optimizing Exercise for Fat Loss.
Bingo.
I mean, you
Bingo.
Can also exercise to maximize your lean mass. You can also exercise to maximize your health, your insulin sensitivity. And these are all separate considerations.
Absolutely.
But if one of your primary goals in doing regular aerobic exercise is to get lean and stay lean, then it just seemed to me that a reasonably logical way to proceed would be to exercise on an empty stomach so that you would draw preferentially on your stored fat rather than glycogen stores. And if you could avoid eating for several hours after you finish the exercise, because you continue to selectively burn fat to some degree, after good sweaty aerobic exercise. And in fact, there's a phenomenon known as post-exercise ketosis that's reflective of an accelerated rate of fat burning. Your ketone levels actually go up after an exercise, and that may be why it's rather easy to fast after a good sweaty aerobic exercise.
Right.
You've actually evoked some of the same appetite control mechanisms that enable people on who've been on the Atkins diet or who have fasted for 3 days to have reasonably good satiety. Whenever you're rapidly burning fat in your liver, that tends to send a satiety signal to your brain. So
the only thing that I would modify in what you just said for my own personal program,
yeah,
is that if I were going to fast after training, especially I'm talking about rigorous resistance training where we're breaking down muscle protein and we want to rebuild it now.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is if you don't want to take in calories because you want to continue to burn fat, then I would turn to free-form amino acids, very, very high in leucine, for post-workout supplementation to tilt the odds in the anabolic favor and increase some degree of protein synthesis post-workout when we know we have that anabolic window occurring.
I thought it's the same thing myself. I'm not heavy into muscle building. But if you ingest pure protein or amino acids,
there you go.
You're going to have a very modest. That's going to have a very modest impact on your insulin levels. If on the other hand you were to ingest carbohydrate, then you would
stop
bump up your insulin levels,
right,
and that would bring the fat burning to a halt.
Exactly.
And if you were to ingest fat, then you just put the fat, you know, right
right back where it came from. Right.
So in any case, I started using this technique on myself about, I guess it must have been at least 13, 14 years ago, and what I would do is I would get up in the morning, I would have my coffee, I'd also take another supplement, a supplement that I think aids hepatic fat oxidation. I can discuss that later.
Yeah, well,
I think that's a satiety, that aids post-exercise satiety. But I don't have controlled data on that, that's somewhat speculative. But in any case, I take this supplement and without eating any food, I go to the gym and I do about an hour on a stair climber in the gym. And I do it at a moderate pace and I become very sweaty. And by the time I'm finished, I really have no appetite. And I'm in presumably in post-exercise ketosis. And then I just go to work and I don't bother to eat anything until 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So I've gone the whole morning I've spent in relatively selective fat burning metabolism.
Right.
And then when I do eat, of course, for many years I've been sort of a prudicanist, and I tend to choose low fat foods. So if you on several times a week you exercise in a way that burns off a lot of stored fat, and then when you do eat, you eat low fat foods, you're not immediately replacing the fat that you just burned.
Sure.
So if you do this on a continuing basis, over the course of time, you can lose an awful lot of body fat.
Absolutely.
You get quite lean, and if you keep doing it, you'll stay lean.
Hey, Dr. McCarty, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up talking about the study and the results of the study. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mark McCarty from Oasis of Hope in Tijuana, Mexico. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to hotlogicmini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's hotlogicmini.com and coupon code SHR.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Want to welcome the new sponsor. You heard the spot, and that's Vitargo from Generate. You can go to superhumanradio.com and get a free sample of Vitargo. Check it out for yourself. And anytime you get something free at Superhuman Radio, you know you never pay shipping and handling, so there's lots of good free stuff offered at the website. Check it out sometime. My guest today is Dr. Mark McCarty, and we're talking about the fat loss effects of a pre-workout fast, or mini fasting, as they like to call it in the study. So let's get back to the study here, Dr. McCarty. How many people participated in this study?
Well, Carl, before I go into the details of the study design, I need to tell you about the contribution that my colleague, Dr. Babak Bahadori, made to the study.
Sure, go ahead.
And the design of the study. Babak is an Austrian physician whom I met about 15 years ago at an obesity conference in San Diego. And I happened to have the occasion to describe the technique I was using to lose body fat, which is essentially what, you know, we've just been discussing.
Right.
And he was very impressed with it, and he thought maybe he could turn this into a diet program in Austria. But he quickly observed that there were many people who were not morning people and who did not like to do morning exercise. Now, you and I know that morning exercise is great because you have enforced fasting during the entire time you're sleeping.
Right.
So if you are a morning person and you have the ability to get to the gym in the morning, then it's a great way to go. But, of course, some people have kids to get to school and they have to be at work at 8, and it's hard to do morning exercise. Or some people just aren't oriented towards exercise in the morning. So he wanted to figure out a way to get comparable benefit while allowing people to exercise at noontime or in the evening. So he came up with the idea of generalizing the basic strategy that you and I were both using, in which he would nest an exercise session within a 12 to 14 hour period of fasting. And there were three different variants of this. One would be the morning version, which we have used and we've described. But if you want to exercise at lunchtime, what you do is you eat a normal breakfast, and for lunch, you exercise. And then when you get home, you eat dinner. In other words, you skip one meal and substitute
sure.
the exercise.
Sure.
And then the evening variant he came up with, you eat a normal luncheon and breakfast and lunch. And if you want, you can eat a very rather light supper very early when you get home. And then after waiting at least 2 hours for your blood sugar to come back down, you then do your evening exercise, and you don't exercise for the rest of the. You don't eat for the rest of the evening.
Right.
So, in each of these scenarios, you have a 12 to 14 hour period of fasting, during which time your capacity to burn fat is gradually increasing, and then when you nest within that a moderate intensity prolonged aerobic exercise session, you accelerate that rate of fat burning and you continue the selective fat burning for some hours afterwards because you're not eating for at least several hours after the exercise.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So he came up with what he calls a seven-step program that he has turned into what may be the most successful weight control program in Austria. And if any of your viewers are interested, I can give you a website.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead. Because we have listeners that listen in Austria and in Germany, too.
Okay. So. Well, the English-speaking viewers may be a little bit perplexed because the website is auf Deutsch. But I'll tell you what the URL is. It's die7stufen.com. That's D-I-E, 7, numeral 7, Stufen, S-T-U-F-E-N.com. die7stufen.com. And he's written a book entitled Die Sieben Stufen zum Gleichgewicht, 7 Steps Towards Your Equilibrium Weight. And it sells rather well in Austria, and I think it's available to Austrian viewers via Amazon.com.
Interesting.
At least the European version.
Okay.
But actually, I mean, one anecdote you might find interesting in this regard. Babak is of Iranian origin, and when he was 13 years old, he was in the process of being trained to become cannon fodder in the war with Iraq, and his parents thought this was a really bad idea. So they smuggled him and his younger sister into Austria, and though they were penniless, they managed to become doctors. And later, after he became a successful doctor, he was visited, he was asked to do some clinical consulting on some patients who had been had gas poisoning during the war with Iraq, and he did such a good job that they thought they'd host a dinner in his honor at the Iranian embassy in Vienna. So he showed up at this meeting, and he met the Iranian ambassador, and the guy was obese, and the guy asked him, how could I get my weight down? And Babak told him, well, you know, you celebrate Ramadan where you don't eat from some set to some down. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to pretend it's Ramadan, but at lunchtime I want you to go and, you know, do aerobic exercise. And of course, you know, before and out, you know, in the morning and the evening you can eat as much as you want.
Right.
Well, he did this, Babak had occasion to visit the embassy again about 6 months later, and he saw the ambassador, and the ambassador was lean.
Really?
Yeah, so I think Babak is,
he's a favorite now there.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the Ramadan approach towards weight control.
Let's talk about the study a little bit. How many subjects did you have in this study?
We initially recruited 34, but only 27 were motivated enough to finish it.
Did the majority of them work out first thing in the morning after sleeping and, you know, obviously force fast?
You know, it was all over the map. A lot of them, what we did is we brought in 34 volunteers from the hospital. They were members of the clinic staff. Most of them were overweight. Some of them were not terribly overweight. And I just gave them one lecture explaining the basic principles. And I told them that I wanted them to choose one time in the day to do their exercise. They could choose to exercise in the morning or at noontime or in the evening. And I suggested that they do moderate intensity exercise that they could stay in for 45 minutes to an hour. If they weren't used to exercising, I didn't insist that they, you know, start right out at 45
right.
minutes. I let them work into it gradually. And then I also gave them some advice on choosing lower fat foods and also lower glycemic index foods. But there was never any discussion in regard to calorie counting. We never actually brought up the topic of calories. In other words, they were encouraged when they were allowed to eat, they were encouraged to eat as much as they wanted of these healthful foods to feel good.
Right.
And that was really the only, that we handed out about a 4-page brochure that summarized these things, and that was essentially the only follow-up we did with these people other than to bring them back at 6 weeks and 12 weeks to measure their body composition.
So it was a 12-week study then?
It was a 12-week study.
And
right.
So what did you find in the way of fat loss?
Well, on average, the people lost one quarter of their initial fat mass. While gaining lean mass.
So they continued, so you did you do a DEXA scan for the lean mass?
No, we had an infrared device, a Futrex device.
Okay.
That my friend John Guston, has been using that for years. And
they gained lean body mass during this process.
They actually gained lean body mass. Now I can't say affirmatively that that was muscle or there might have been some fluid retention.
Sure.
I don't know why, but, bear in mind that many of the people involved in this study were not veteran exercisers.
That was my next question. Were any of them trained?
Some of them, but the minority not. No, primarily these were untrained people. So when you initiate an exercise program, you can pretty much expect to gain some muscle mass in the muscles that you're using. So that probably accounts in part for the gain in lean mass.
Did you look at any other markers, like markers for longevity, like sirtuin or superoxide dismutase or any of that sort of stuff?
No, we looked at some standard cardiovascular risk factors like types of cholesterol and.
Well, what did you find about the cholesterol changes? Any lipid changes at all?
There was a tendency to reduce cholesterol, but I don't think we did a formal analysis
okay.
of that. It's not reported in the data here. And to be frank, we did this study over 2 years ago, and I don't have a complete recollection of everything we did, but however, make a point of measuring fasting insulin, and there was, on average, that was reduced by 25%, which is probably indicative of a useful improvement in.
Anytime you can reduce insulin levels, you're doing some great things for your body. There's no doubt about it. Okay, look, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off. We're talking today with Dr. Mark McCarty about mini fasts. And exercising during those mini fasts to speed fat loss. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Mark McCarty, and we're talking about using fasting during exercise to help speed fat loss. Hey, Dr. McCarty, were there any changes in hormone profiles? Did you look at that at all?
The only hormone we measured was the fasting insulin,
yeah.
And that tracked quite nicely with the reduction in body fat. It was reduced by about a quarter.
Now you said the overall fat loss was about 7.4 kilograms, correct?
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty significant. I mean, I know you said a quarter of their body weight. Actually, you didn't say that. I'm looking at the study. The average fat loss was 7.4 kilos. That's a pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's around 16 pounds.
That's a huge amount of fat loss in 12 weeks, you know, consistently 12 weeks. I mean, regularly a pound a week.
Well, you know, when I used this technique on myself initially about, it was probably about 15 years ago, well, 14 years ago, I lost two-thirds of my initial fat mass.
Were there any real big success stories in the group at all?
Well, the most outrageous result was in a young man who modified the instructions slightly. He ate breakfast and he ate lunch, but he didn't eat any dinner at all, and he did some good vigorous aerobic activity in the evening. And he lost, in 12 weeks, he lost 44 pounds of fat.
And wow, and that's it. That's all he did. I mean, obviously he wouldn't.
When he ate, he ate as much as he wanted. He didn't avoid carbohydrates. I presume he tried to keep his fat down, fat intake down. But I think, and then there was a lady who was a 40-year-old lady. Prefacing this, there's a school of opinion in the medical community that exercise per se cannot cause weight loss in women. It may be helpful for preventing weight gain, unless a woman does like 2 or 3 hours a day, let's say, exercise is usually, because what happens is women will compensate by eating more.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, that's not as strong an effect in men, so exercise works better for men. But in any case, this 40-year-old woman lost 31 pounds of fat in 12 weeks while not counting calories and doing walking exercise.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was evident in our follow-up questionnaires that some of the participants had not been notably compliant with the instructions. So the fact that the group as a whole could have lost a quarter of their initial fat mass.
In what way? Did they eat more than they were supposed to, or did they not truly fast as long as they were supposed to? In what way?
Well, some of them just didn't exercise very often.
Oh, and they still lost weight.
Well, no, those people didn't lose much weight. What I'm saying is that if everybody had been highly compliant with the protocol, average results might have been better than 25%.
Gotcha.
Not everybody did great. They tended to bring down the average, but the average is pretty impressive, I'd have to say, because people were, you know, they were not counting calories and they were not avoiding carbohydrates, and they were asked to eat as much as they wanted to. When they were permitted to eat, so that they felt good. And this guy who lost 44 pounds was saying, God, I haven't felt this good in years.
Wow. How old was he?
I think he was maybe in his early 30s.
Okay. Yeah, so he wasn't very young. No,
not super young.
You had mentioned at the beginning of the show that there was a supplement that you like to use pre-workout that you felt had a synergistic effect in this protocol. I wanted to see if I could take a guess at it.
Okay.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Well, carnitine is a key component of it, sure.
So the supplement has carnitine in it, you're saying?
You bet. That's a key component.
Yeah, because carnitine is well known to help, sort of in a similar way that growth hormone does, cause the mitochondria to prefer triglycerols as energy, so fat.
Yeah,
energy.
Actually, I published a suggestion on this. It was one of my first published medical papers. I think it was around 81 or so. What are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Oh, okay, yeah. I studied the mechanism of development of ketosis in rats. And as you're aware, when you go in a prolonged fast for a couple of days, you tend to feel really crappy, and then by about the third day, you start to mellow out, and you develop a rampant ketosis, and this rapid fat oxidation in the liver and the ketones in your brain tend to keep you happy. Well, I wondered whether there might be some way to accelerate this adaptation, and why does it take so long to develop an adaptation? Well, I found out that studies in rodents showed that in fasting rodents, over the course of a day or so, there's a net migration of carnitine from its stores in skeletal muscle to the liver. In other words, in ordinary fed metabolism, carnitine availability is suboptimal for maximizing utilization of fatty acids in oxidation. And so my idea was, well, why not just take supplemental carnitine at the first sign, you know, at the first, you know, at the first, when you first initiate a fast.
Sure.
And anecdotally, I haven't been able to do a controlled study on it, but it seems to work pretty well for me. And the reason why this doesn't work so well in under ordinary fed circumstances, just taking carnitine doesn't necessarily cause a lot of fat oxidation in the liver, is there's something else that's induced by insulin that inhibits the rate-limiting enzyme for fatty acid oxidation. It's called carnitine palmitoyltransferase. And when your insulin levels are elevated, it signals the liver to make something called malonyl-CoA, which inhibits this enzyme. So even if you load the liver with carnitine,
right,
it's not going to necessarily cause increased fatty acid oxidation.
So let me guess the synergistic supplement that goes with it then.
Okay, yeah.
R-alpha-lipoic acid.
No.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Although that's a possibility.
Okay.
But no, the idea that I published, and this was another paper I published about 15 years ago, was a suggestion that the combination of carnitine and hydroxycitrate might optimize hepatic capacity for fatty acid oxidation. At about that time, hydroxycitrate was coming onto the market as a fat loss aid, and all the promotion about it was that it blocks new fat synthesis, because that's what it does in rodents.
Right.
And when I heard about it, I said, oh, that'll work great if you're a rat, because humans, except under unusual circumstances, humans do very little de novo lipogenesis, very little new synthesis of fat. Almost all of the fat in humans comes from their diet. So I didn't have much interest in hydroxycitrate when this occurred to me. But then suddenly I got an idea, because why does it block fat synthesis in rodents?
Rats, right.
Well, because it inhibits the production of malonyl-CoA. In the liver of rodents, because that's a precursor to fat synthesis. Well, it suddenly occurred to me, wait a minute, malonyl-CoA is the stuff that shuts off fat oxidation in the liver. So I just put the idea on its head. Instead of saying hydroxycitrate blocks fat synthesis, I said, no, hydroxycitrate promotes fat oxidation in the liver. And so I proposed that the combination of carnitine and hydroxycitrate could be taken to, and especially if you kept your insulin levels low, this would promote a relatively selective utilization of fat by the liver, and there's reason to suspect that this has a satiety effect.
And it will also speed the process that we talked to, you mentioned before, when you're looking for that ketosis to kick in and it takes days, this could actually artificially increase or decrease that days.
Exactly. So for most of the time that I've been doing this morning exercise program, the supplement that I take before the exercise contains hydroxycitrate, carnitine, and, well, a little chromium picolinate. That's another story.
Sure, to help increase insulin sensitivity in general, correct?
Yeah. Try to downregulate the.
So now, is this an over the counter supplement? Is this something? And I know you have a company that manufactures some nutraceuticals.
Yeah,
right?
This particular product is called Brindle Trim, Brindall Trim. And it's sold to a little mailer company called NutriGuard Research, NutriGuard. If you just go to NutriGuard.com, you can find us.
So this is not a product. This is not a product you produce. This is a product someone else produces. You're saying?
No, it's my little company. I've had this little company for over 30 years now, but we've never had any money, and I refuse to advertise, and so we're sort of a cult.
Right.
We have a cult following, and there's not much of a cult.
Okay.
but actually, our chief product, Blood Spectrum, was recommended in about 12 books about 15 years ago, but there hasn't been much follow-up to that, unfortunately. But I've been using the Brindle Trim for all those years, but working in conjunction with John Gustin, who was a co-author of this study, We later learned that adding significant amounts of pyruvate salts tended to accelerate the rate of fat loss. And John Gustin, in particular, has a sort of a private practice, and we developed a product which I call Lipidox, which has the hydroxycitrate carnitine and a fairly high dose of pyruvate salts. And for people who may be in greater need of accelerated fat loss, we typically recommend this. We saw some. We got some rather amazing data from anecdotal studies with this in terms of the rate, initial rates of fat loss. The rate tends to slow down after about 6 weeks, but we saw some. It's evident that under these circumstances, one can evoke a thermogenic effect, especially if you use this in the context of a high protein diet. And I've seen some cases where people were losing fat at a rate well beyond anything we saw in the study that we've just been discussing. But unfortunately, we've never been able to get a proper controlled clinical study done with it. So I'm not in a I published several theoretical papers on the concept, but we haven't managed to get it properly tested.
Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of these supplements you produce as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That's Rick James, baby.
I'm Rick James.
We'll talk today with Dr. Mark McCarty. Strategies for losing fat. You know what? I think it's a great idea. Personally, I've been using it myself to help maintain my leanness. And, you know, I'm going to the National Strength and Conditioning Conference in Las Vegas tomorrow. So we're going to rerun a show tomorrow. I think I'm going to rerun the show that we did about exercise, resistance exercise under fasted conditions do not create a catabolic environment. So you take that in combination with Dr. McCarty's work here, and I say you have your last meal, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You sleep for 8 hours. You get up, and maybe it takes you an hour or two to get prepared. You go to the gym. You train on an empty stomach, and you train like you normally do. You go in there, and you push as hard as you can, and then if you want to continue to keep the fat loss happening, post-workout, you try a blend of either a whey protein isolate, or if you want to even eliminate the potential for calories, I would go with a branched-chain amino acid free-form amino acid blend. Or even just a very, very high leucine content blend to keep that anabolic environment and promote protein synthesis while you continue to burn fat. I mean, I think that you could end up having an amazing physique, completely ripped and shredded, without starving yourself. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a great idea. What do you think, Dr. McCarty?
Well, as a matter of fact, I can endorse your recommendation to take pure protein or amino acids during the mini fast, because the whole point of the mini fast is to keep your insulin level low. Now, if you were to ingest a good slug of carbohydrates, that would boost your insulin level and that would bring the fat burning to a halt. But ingesting pure protein will not have that effect, and in fact, it'll stimulate glucagon, which tends to promote hepatic fat oxidation, which of course is what we're trying to boost. I think that's a perfectly fine suggestion.
There you go. And you know what? And I would challenge those of you who are competitive bodybuilders out there to take this protocol and experiment with it and modify it. And you'll find out that 14 to 16 week pre-competition cut can be done in a shorter period of time with maintaining a greater degree of muscle mass through the process and making it less arduous and less restrictive to your life. I mean, I told Aaron Singerman, who is a co-host of another show that I do for rxmuscle.com, that I was confident that an every other day fast could get somebody pre-contest ready faster than the hypocaloric 14 and 16 week arduous approach. I want to refine that now. I think that if they were to continue to train as hard as they normally do, but train on a fasted, in a fasted state, and utilize free-form amino acids and protein blends post-workout, and do that regularly, that they would be able to cut deeper into their body fat and maybe even continue to grow muscle.
Yeah, I'm not really an expert on the anabolic issues. I'm more of a, to be frank, I'm a scrawny vegan.
Okay.
But I'm a strong, scrawny vegan.
Okay, that's the important thing. That's the important thing.
But I'm looking at this primarily from the standpoint of health issues, and of course, overweight is such a huge problem in the United States and the Western world, and it's getting worse, and the diabetes is getting worse. And you remember a couple of years ago when our August government committees finally put all their heads together and they came up with their best advice for getting lean and staying lean? Remember what it was?
Was it the fat-free, the low-fat?
Exercise 90 minutes a day and eat fewer calories.
Yeah. Right.
I almost fell on my.
Yeah, because they had to get together to determine that, huh?
In other words, they don't have any idea of, you know, integrating the food, the eating habits with the exercise, and I frankly don't want to ever hear another report about the effect of a diet, because as far as I'm concerned, it's the combination of exercising right and eating right that gets you lean and keeps you lean.
Well, it's also nutrient timing. Those of us who are athletes understand the importance of nutrient timing. And this approach is just another example of nutrient timing. If you go to sleep, you sleep all night, you get up in the morning, and you've just fasted for 8, 10, 12 hours, and you train, basically that's nutrient timing. You're devoid of the nutrients, but your body is shifted into there's a substrate utilization shift that occurs at night, especially if you're young enough to have spikes of growth hormones still in the middle of the night, where the body prefers fat as its energy. And guess what? You wake up in the morning, your body has already been utilizing fat as energy. Now you go work out, and guess what? It's going to continue to utilize fat
as
energy.
Absolutely.
So this is just another example of nutrient timing. We always think of nutrient timing as...
Well, you know what? The surprising thing is, for some reason, the medical community just can't catch on. But the body, I think a lot of people in the bodybuilding community have understood this for decades.
Oh, you know what? It goes back even, look, back in the days of Vince Gironda and Jack LaLanne, they understood ketosis back then. They understood the importance of nutrient timing back then. And it goes even deeper. My good friend Randy Roach, who's really changed the way I think about nutrition and exercise, he wrote the book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And when you look back to the days of Eugene Sandow, Bernard McFadden, these guys understood this back then. But now, it takes Sly Stallone's wife or someone to go on Home Shopping Club to promote these concepts, and then everybody goes, oh, I'm going to try that. It's like the bodybuilders and physical culturists, more importantly, physical culturists understood this stuff 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years, in the early 1900s, they understood this stuff.
Then. And when would have you ever heard a medical person, when he's describing the utility of exercise for leanness, when has he ever discussed the context within which you do the exercise? You never hear that. It's ridiculous.
But in the defense of physicians, and I very rarely defend them, so, you know, in the defense of physicians, the curriculum that they're subjected to in school is skewed. And they don't learn anything about nutrition. Listen, yeah. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. But allopathic medicine has abandoned all of that. It's pharmaceuticals that have to cure everything today. But the truth of the matter is, the food can cure. It can cause disease and it can cure disease.
Absolutely.
So,
talk
about your website. Talk about your website.
Once again, it's NutriGuard, NutriGuard.com. And we have a select list of nutritional supplement products. I mentioned the Brindle Trim and the Lipidox and Lipidox powder are aids to fasting metabolism. They're intended to potentiate the liver's capacity to burn fat and accelerate adaptation.
And we're talking about mini fasts. We're talking about just 12, 10, 12, 14-hour fasts. We're not talking about fasting 24 hours here.
No, and that's why an aid to rapid adaptation to fasting is most beneficial in that context. Because if you're going to fast for 5 days, well, you'd eventually, you know, that would eventually kick in anyway.
Right.
But if you're going to just fast for 14 hours, then if you're going to achieve an adaptation, you have to do it right away.
So if I wanted to use Brindle Trim, would I take it first thing in the morning after fasting all night at sleep?
I just have that with my morning coffee, and then I go to the gym.
There you go.
Yeah,
and
that easy.
I love this idea. See, I've been taking acetyl L-carnitine first thing in the morning, along with a little CoQ10, to help promote a cardiac energy as well.
Sure, I love those nutrients.
Yeah, and I've been doing the acetyl-L-carnitine first thing in the morning specifically for that reason, because I know that it helps shuttle triglycerols into the cell and utilize the mitochondria will utilize them more so, and
the
CoQ10 bumps the mitochondria activity up. So I'm thinking I'm burning fat a little bit faster that
way. Well, we actually need some scientists to demonstrate that. I mean, it's intuitively clear. And practically, I'm sure it works in my own case, but somebody needs to do a study. And I proposed this concept in a biomedical paper about over 20 years ago, and still nobody has ever tested it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Hopefully, maybe somebody will get wise and, and do it.
One other product I might mention that is actually, I think it's the best thing I've ever done from a practical standpoint, is a product called Chocolatl Verde. And that's Chocolatl, Chocolatl Verde, Verde. And I designed this product for Oasis Hospital for the cancer patients, but the chief ingredients are spirulina and high flavanol cocoa powder. And I could probably devote another entire hour to discussing recent developments in spirulina research, because I and my colleagues have discovered that spirulina has a truly profound antioxidant activity that goes beyond mere radical scavenging activity. And it would take me some time to.
We can do that show. We can do that show. Absolutely.
Yeah, but in any case, the point of this product is. Spirulina tastes pretty bad and smells worse. And I wanted to get an entire tablespoon, about 15 grams, down people's gullet at a shot. So, I blended it with cocoa powder, and then I spiked the cocoa powder with cocoa flavanols. And you can add this to, it probably tastes best in soy milk. You just blend it up and you drink it, and the combination of the antioxidant activity of the spirulina and the vascular protective activity of the cocoa flavanols may have some pretty substantial.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of soy milk at all. In light of the fact that we're already getting too much estrogenic compounds in our bodies, but more importantly, because of the evidence now that they use industrial solvents to liberate the stuff from soy, I would prefer promoting something other than soy milk to mix it into.
Okay, well, you can use almond milk.
I love. Yeah, there you go. Rice milk.
I'm told that it doesn't taste that good.
Or good old fashioned unpasteurized raw milk, which I promote on this show all the time.
Well, you know what you will like. You know how I actually take it in the morning. I take it in my Lipidox powder.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And the thing of it is, it's very low in carbohydrate.
Right.
And there's a lot of good protein.
Yeah.
And virtually no fat. So that works pretty well for me. I think it tastes a little better in soy milk, but it's not bad in Lipidox powder. But if you're taking it prior to exercise, that's a good way. It wouldn't make sense to take it in a carbohydrate-rich base prior to exercise. But in any case, we're actually using this in clinical cancer treatment.
Give your website one more time, Dr. McCarty.
Yeah, Nutriguard.com, NutriGuard.com.
Hey, listen, thank you very much for taking time to be on Superhuman Radio, and we will have you back on to talk about the spirulina research. Also, you've got some other good studies out there that I'm definitely going to have you back on for sure, okay?
Thank you very much, Carl. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And then we're going to rerun a show tomorrow about the effects of fasting on the resistance exercise to coincide with this one here, because I'm going to be in Vegas the rest of the week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. LiveOn Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.